This is Roy Masters, and I don't really want phone numbers, if you don't mind. I'm going to do an hour, and if you like what I'm saying, let's start to fill up the line. There's only one line because we got a little problem at the office there. But the number is 800-866-8883. I'm not interested in calls today. I'm interested in something is inside me wants to come out and say the simplicity of everything that ever was as far as civilization is concerned. Countries, if you look back at all the countries that ever were successful, they failed. Even just every one of them, just every one of them. There's very few left. You just name it, and you see they rise and fall, and rise and fall, and they vacillate between extreme peace and extreme violence, as you see in America, is going to fall apart. It's going to fall apart quicker. We grew quickly, and we're going to go down quickly if we don't understand what's going on and stop bubbling and babbling about politics. It's not politics. It's something deeper than that. And I ask you to please listen carefully. See, because you can see one thing, and I will talk about this. Why a successful country becomes dangerously boring. Can you hear what I just said? In those words, I can talk to you for an hour. Why does a successful country, city, whatever, all through the years, go from good to evil, and evil to good, and then back again, and then it's gone under the sand and never to be seen again? There's another one. Up it comes. Hot, strong, wonderful, magical Rome. What, 400 years of substance, success, gluttony, with everything anybody ever needed. Gone. 400 years down. That's 800 years. That's a success. It survived to that degree, but became horribly ugly. Beautiful, then ugly, and then gone. Leaving us some clues. But I know all the clues. I know the beginning clues. And it's in your own, it originates in many different ways within the systems. And that's what I'm going to talk about this evening. Politics reflects the nature of all tyranny and appeasing candidates. This is the subject I want to speak about. See. And when I said a successful country becomes dangerously boring, what I mean by it is that success fought for, well fought for, and suffered for in war to become what they want to become and have a country that's successful. The problem with success is, I can't find the word, but it's sensual, meaning that the more we have, in other words, our behavior begins to enjoy the freedom we have fought for. And for a long time, the freedom is freedom, and it becomes a common thing for a while. And it becomes more and more freedom, and it becomes more and more successful. And then it becomes less and less and less, and more and more and more. If you see what I'm getting at, it means that there's a scripture. Let's say a scripture, it says, seek first the kingdom of God, and all other things shall be added by itself. Now that's saying that we must keep in mind, there's a word I'm missing, but it's something that we have gone off the track, meaning we are becoming sensual and not sensible. We are losing the purpose of God, and it's through the pleasures of our success. Okay, we'll be right back.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Now, see if I can grasp the substance of what's in me. It's dying to try to make a point. You have heard me speak about the beginning of the universe in physics. In the beginning, there was the void. And this was on the face of the deep. This is physics. And you've heard me talk about how gravity came into existence. The beginning of everything is a flowing river of gravity flowing from the infinitely hot to the infinitely cold. There's two parts involved. In the beginning, there's a void. This is physics. I'm coming to the point. Don't worry. That's the beginning of everything. But then there has to be a beginner. And I want to have a scientist to tell me that tain't so. Because they call it, have a name for it, a singularity. A singularity is something that's infinitely hot. Infinite. That's infinity. And so the infinitely cold, the void. The void is the fundamental of gravity. You can't have gravity without infinite cold, and infinitely hot flowing into it. You have a river of energy, that gravity. That's gravity, but you can't tell it from nothing. But you can experience it and use it for mathematics, but you don't know what it is. But I do. But now, that is in the Bible. In the beginning, there was a void. Bang. You have to have a void. My headsets are falling off when I'm talking. I'm carried away. All right. You have to have an extension forever. And that's void. And that's the fundamental of gravity. You can't have gravity without extension. And that's the void. Endless. The void is absolutely important. Otherwise, you have no. It doesn't matter how hot anything is, it's got to flow. It has to move like a river flowing from I'm getting old. It's terrible when it's that way. But it is a river flowing from its it's gone. What have I done today? But it's flowing from its, it won't come. So I'm stuck in the middle. But you understand it has to have a place. A lake, there's the word. I couldn't find the word lake. Isn't that ridiculous? You'll forgive me, an old man. But still, a lake is perpetually filled with rain. And it's like forever. There's always a way of explaining things which you can't really actually understand. But you can understand a river has to flow one place to another, and it needs to be, the river has to be accepted by an ocean of some kind, something that allows it to go on forever. And so that is in the Bible. And that is brings physics to religion. And you show me a scientist who can actually argue with that point. Their singularity is, let there be light. That's what it is. And you have to flow into the cold. And you have in your sky, or whatever you call the universe, something flowing from one thing to another forever. And that's gravity. Bang. Where did the heart come from, right? There it is. A creator, and there's creation from that. And it begins that way. In the beginning, there was the void and darkness on the face of the deep, and bang, there it is. And God said, let there be light. That has to be a religion. It has to be science and religious science. There's nothing wrong with science and religion together. They belong. The creator is somehow a creator, created that hot thing in the beginning of the void. Into the void it goes, and forever it goes. And there's proof of that. I'm not going to go into that. But now there's another thing. Now let's come to the fact that the universe has been now created, and the trees and flowers and bees are everything buzzing, and we don't see any other kind of planet like us. It's magic. And so now the next thing is, he's finished with the flowers and the trees and the bees and the beasts and creatures and everything. He makes an image of himself, because God wants to have children. You understand that? He's all by himself, in a manner of speaking. I mean, if he wants what he's built, is like an artist. He wants you to have something to love. See, but yes, the animals and the creatures and the bears and the lions and tigers and bears, oh my, that's all wonderful things. But what is beautiful is making a likeness of himself that loves him, so he's the Father. See, and so we come back to the principle of what I'm trying to say, is that you cannot make a man like an animal, because it remains an animal, and if you created a man, what you'd have to do to make a, I'm not sure if I'm doing this right, but let me stutter and flutter a little bit, because this is a very difficult thing to explain. But he's made a man in his image, and he puts them in a special place and gives this man a choice. And why does he give a choice? Well, he knows. I understand the God in this subject. He knows that what's going to happen to Adam. And there's a proof. I'll show you there's a proof. There's such a thing as a proof of what I'm about to say. But let me say it first. He knew that he had to give him a choice in the Garden of Eden. The choice between knowledge of good and evil. Now, you understand the word good and evil. They're both evil. In other words, the only person that has good is him. And the animals and the trees and the flowers and everything else is his creation. And they will keep on repeating itself and eating each other, etc., etc., etc. You see it all the time. And the world is always being refurbished with new creatures. You see what I mean? And so far, so good, I hope. But He knows that there's evil in the world. There had to be some kind of war beyond our understanding before anything existed as we know it. And it was a world of spiritual people, spiritual beings. And there must have been a war, and they fell to the ground, to earth. And then that's where you get temptation. The angels, whatever you call them. There are those who are still in heaven, and there are those who are here on earth. And the purpose on earth is, the purpose of earth is to tempt. That's right. The war is the war which we don't understand, but we can assume that is so. That this evil has, he actually created evil. He created evil. In a manner of speaking, he understood this. Even in heaven, there was war, and they fell to earth. Now he's created a man, and then out of the man comes a woman. All right, the order. Here's the order. Having said all that, let me come to the order the best I can explain it. The best I can explain it is that it's true that Adam was created, and from Adam, a piece was cloned into a woman. And the woman is further away from God. Excuse me for saying this, but bear with me. In other words, there's an order. The man and the extension of the man, there's a piece of the man called cloning. And is as close as we can get. So it's possible to clone a woman from a man, so to speak. And so, but the woman was further away. And the purpose of Adam was to, in the paradise they had, they were naked and they weren't ashamed. See, but here's the beginning, and maybe also the end of a problem which I hope I shall lay out first and take several evenings to finish this off. But God knew that when he says, of all the things you can eat in the garden, even the trees of paradise for everlasting life, don't eat that one. That's all he required. And he knew in his heart that he will do exactly what he expected to do, but not purposefully so. It's necessary for this to happen. But the only sin that was ever created was Adam's. And then I'll give you more after this, if you don't mind.
You're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Now, let me continue, excuse me. And so what you're looking at now is God is not angry, because he's not an angry being. But he knew that this is going to happen. And this is the only place where civilization, or whatever you want to call it, began. And you can see evil all around you. And you can see cities and countries rising and falling, terrible, horrible, murder, violence. It never stops. It's got to stop somehow. We're going to blow each other to pieces. There's got to be an intervention. There's got to be some kind of forgiveness. And so, let's go back to the story. You can't blame Eve, because Adam is supposed to say, put the fruit down, Eve. But something spoke to her in a very similar way that God spoke to Adam. No, but she's closer to the dark side of the force. She's closer. And she's open. See, but that is where the evil wants to take over everything through the women. Try to understand, all the sufferings on earth are from Adam's failure to love his creator and follow through and say, put the fruit down. She spoke to him, and in him, and naturally, I'm not sure if I'm correct in this, but I'm trying to find a way to say it because it's very difficult to explain anything in this subject. But there had to be one and only, to bring it to a simple point of view. The only sin that was ever done was Adam, and he lost his bright nature. In other words, in the garden, in paradise, he could have had everything. But there's something about good and evil that's very tempting to be, to know for oneself. See? And the dark side of the force operating in the from the other realm. You've got two realms, one from God and one from where Eve is. And she does not understand what's coming through her. She says, or something speaks to her, just as God speaks to Adam. He speaks, in other words, if I am a decent person, I'm not speaking. I am not prepared anything. I never prepare anything except maybe a one line or so. And then when I do that, it ruins it. It ruins my program if I'm giving myself something to remind me what to say. That's what my problem was in the opening of the program. And but now I'm back on track a bit. So you do see that there's a dark side of the force, and to this day, the problem of Eve, listen carefully, the problem of Eve is she needs to have the love, she needs to have the hell loved out of her. But the trouble is, this is what I spoke about last night, the trouble is man born of woman, and listen to the language again. Because you have done this thing, see, dust you are and dust as you shall return. All right? Then it says, and because you've done this thing, in another paragraph here, she says, you shall, to Adam, because you've done this, you shall be bonded to a woman, be bonded to women, and your progeny is characteristic of that. Have you noticed it? In England, there's a recent program that discovered that mothers do a great deal of harm to children without men. And with them, they also have a problem, because the man born of woman, now here it is, first man is born of God, and a peace, in a manner of speaking, he creates a woman. A woman is a womb man, a woman with a womb to produce and multiply. The multiplication is continued through Eve. In other words, Adam gave in to the temptation, and he'd come dislocated from his creator and bonded to her. And so in other words, if you look at your own life, what tempts you owns you. Say it again. If you give in to temptation, if you give in to any kind of temptation, whether it's drugs or alcohol, and we come back to the successful cities and countries, you see that if you have a country that is becoming successful, that it's on the rise, and rise up, is fighting evil, and it's winning, and then when it's winning, there's plentifulness, and when there's plentifulness, there's laziness, and the purpose of life is not available. Remember, seek first the kingdom of God, and all other things shall be added. But the trouble is, when we become successful, we have so much, and the more successful we are, the more free we are to enjoy pleasure. Pleasure, 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 pleasure. And after a while, the pleasure is giving you a sense of worthless worth. The pleasure is giving you a sense of worthless worth. And the more you want, the more hungry you are, the more you're enjoying the pleasure, the more corrupt you become. The more further away from God you become, and you have anxieties. And anxieties take different forms. Eat too much, drink too much, screw too much, anything. And the more you screw, the more you take drugs, the more you eat, the more you drink, the worse you become. The worse. What makes you feel good, what supports the wrong in you, is from hell. It could be alcohol. It could be overeating. Look at the wondrous assortment of pleasurable food. How you can have all the different foods you want, and the more you eat, the sicker you get. The more confused you become, and the more confused you become, the more empty you become. And the more empty you become, the more the dark side in other people rise to the occasion of your need and make you feel better than you deserve. And everything then goes dark, starts to go dark. And unhappiness begins to reign. See? And you see, what's happening is, it has to be based in something that's similar to what I said in the opening. Man born of woman is subject to her, and not him subject to God. And to the degree a man looks to a woman for love, it brings up the hell in her. But it takes a certain virtue in a man to love the hell out of the woman. And it's going to be difficult. It's not easy, but a man must find God before he marries. He must find the truth. He must find a relationship with his Creator, which has now been established in Jesus Christ, our Lord, right? And so it's possible. It's possible that you have been born with redemption. In other words, every person, I've said this before, every child that comes into the world is subject to the woman, including the man. He is subject. He doesn't like being subject. He likes to be a master. But in the beginning, there's only two ways for a man to an unsaved man. I hope that's clear. There is a salvation, a redemption package waiting for us, because no person born from woman is guilty. How can you have a baby that is guilty for being born? But the inheritance of is only the inheritance of what happened in the very first beginning that comes through in every generation. All right, here we are. So let's continue. The woman needs love. She needs the love to taken away from her. She needs to love, to be loved in that sense, to for a man to love the hell out of her, not look for the sense of worthless worth that comes from her, which is carnal. She cannot help it. Man born of woman is written always all through the Bible. It speaks of man born the woman, and whenever I have ever heard that, I said, what on earth does that mean? Man born of woman? Well, how else can a man be born? Every man that's born of woman inherits. In other words, she's not original. The man was original and lost it. And so his giving into Eve disconnected him from God and created anxiety. And then he began to take on the nature of what has seduced him. I assure you that if anybody seduces you, you will lose your life and you will want more. And the more you get, the more sick you become. The more you want, the worse you become. Every high is a new low. But what gives you a high is feminine. And feminine men. Look at Obama as a feminine man. And he understands women. When a man is a woman inside, he is much more powerful than a woman by herself. She has the original essence, if you can call it, from the dark side of the force. She needs to have the love, hell loved out of her. But the point is, when she gives birth to the children, what is missing in her, if she can't find it in a husband who's found redemption, he has to find redemption, otherwise he's not an authority. He has to find his way back to with meaning. To what Adam lost, disconnected, and was bonded to her, and her to the dark side of the force. And that is the way it goes. She rises to, therefore the man, born a woman, looks to the woman to be complete. The whole idea is to be complete from what has created you or degraded you in this particular case. So every man born a woman is a broken creature. And why is she broken? Because the husband born a woman didn't say put what's up, whatever she didn't exert himself in a proper way. Because he's born of her and subject to her. Men must find the way. You don't make a woman Jesus. You make a man Jesus. And he has the power.
Listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Okay, and here I am again. Let me see now. Now, I should be asking you for calls, because what I'm saying is very not easy. But there's an original sin, and you do not have the original one. You have the extension of that sin. And as a woman, you look to the man naturally. There's two sides of you, of a woman. She wants a man to have a love, to love the hell out of her. But the trouble is, the man is inherently subject to her. Inherently subject to her. Inherently subject to her. And so he looks to her And what rises up in her is exactly what happened in the very beginning, over and over again, until the more you get from her, the more angry she is, because she feels like you're using her, and you are. You are using her, but you do not know that this is not love. You do not know it's lust, and lust joins you deeper in a relationship with a woman, and you become two things, one of two things. You become a bully for that love, because you're addicted to it. And if she doesn't give it to you, you're going to get it from another one. And you may have another one. And you do and so you have kinds of men like that. And after a while, women, what has woman got to do? She needs a man. But where will she find one? And if you look carefully, there's 80% of divorce, 80% in this country, almost. And it's going to get worse. The country's falling apart. And why is it falling apart? Because we don't understand this. We just read it. And we don't really deeply understand it, how it multiplies and multiplies. So even if you are successful, a successful country like America, the more successful you are, the more stuff we have, and the more ease we've got. But then we begin to feel the emptiness, and the emptiness is, how is it filled? When you get old enough, gentlemen, it takes its course. You look to the woman, and you can't help but hunger, and she can't help playing the game, can't help it. And she feels good about that just for a little while until she has a relationship, whether it's marriage or not. It's still a lust. And obviously he comes back to the same place over and over again. Love is lust. Lust is carnal and causes conflict. And then pretty soon lust and love are mixed up, and becomes, lust becomes love. It isn't love, but it becomes love, and therefore it's normal. No, it's not. Now you're embracing the abnormal and glorifying it, making music about it. And if you're not happy, you just divorce. And just, this, you see what happens to this country. Do I have to explain it? Virtue, only virtue, can bring us back. You can see half the country, degenerates, loving each other, screwing each other. Whatever they do, I can't explain it. It's horrible. And that's what they call freedom. They call that freedom. The more you get, the more you want. And the more you have to get what you want, because if you don't get it, you have anxiety. And if you do get it, you get more anxiety. And the more anxiety you get, the more you want, because each anxiety is a stretching away from paradise lost. That's what it is. It's like a big elastic band. And you're moving further and further away. And there's a conflict between being an animal, a human animal, a human in conflict with its animal nature, a demoralization, and then your nothingness, and the meaningless. But you don't know how to deal with meaningless. You just have to have more love. You keep thinking more, drugs, alcohol, you just name it. It's getting stranger and stranger, and the world around you is looking at you and seeing that we're a nation whereby half the country is demoralized and degraded. Every race and color and creed is stinking rotten. And on the other side of every race and color and creed, we have decent people looking for answers. Even if they haven't got it, they're looking for it. That's called conservatives. And the others are called whatever you want to call them, bums, degenerates. We at least are trying to find the key to the kingdom. And it's all in the Bible, if you understand the Bible. But the root is this. Could be no way that the world could come to an end in a priestful way without Jesus. He came and sacrificed his life and made a point, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. It's true. You do not know what you do. The average man does not know or does not understand what I'm saying. They see that as freedom. They see perversion as freedom to have everything they want. The more they want, the more they get, or the more they don't get. If they don't get it, they get angry. When they get angry, they want to be hungry, hungrier. And the hungry ones are killers and murderers. And the hungry, other hungry ones are just weaklings and kids snorting whatever it is they can snort. See? And so this is all that's going to happen to our country. We need virtue. We need to understand the scripture properly, see? And this is the best thing I can do. I didn't do such a good job today because I had a few words written down, and I shouldn't have put that down. It's always when I sit here and just speak without any writing whatsoever. Today I had something to remind me to discuss it, and I screwed it. Excuse me. It didn't come out as good as it should, so I've got myself to blame. Now, I want to read something to you, which I wrote yesterday. Now I'm going to read something, and I'm putting it all together. So now, a gradual draining of life force is the root of all suffering. Life and purpose leads to death was emotionally placed inside you the day you came into the world, whereby the world came into you and infected you as a man, rebelling or conforming to the reasoning behind all this, rebelling and forming. Remember, you're infected. You haven't committed a sin. You've inherited it. Get it. You're not guilty of anything. Even if you're a murderer right now, you're not guilty of anything. But it's been put into you. You had a mother, and she didn't have a husband. He's not a man. What do you expect? She needs a man to love the hell out of her, and all he does is raise the hell up in her for him to enjoy. Pleasure. Pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. And so ISIS does that. They have their own women. They belong to the man. And they make sure that they can have all the sex they want, and to kill the woman and blame her for his guilt for using her. I have to tell you a story. Abraham. Look, I don't have time for it's not a good enough call for me to break. I've got a caller, and I like to have people calling, but they're not calling about problems. This one wants to leave his father. This is not cause. I know how to overcome nearly every sixth problem, post-traumatic stress disorder, and a whole range of problems relating to this. But I'm trying to get you to understand there's a root. There's an endemic root. And then there's a transformation, a transforming from one person to another in every race and color and creed. Everybody in the universe, everybody in our world, has the same anxieties, fears, guilts, angers, murder. appeasement to murderers, appeasement to politics, whatever it is that rises to the occasion of your need, like a woman does. Yes, that's what they are, like women. But I, ladies and gentlemen, ladies, please don't get upset with me. It's not your fault. It's men. But it's not the fault of men either, because a man born of woman comes into the world with intuition. You have an intuition, and you have the intuition that something's wrong also. You have the intuition when there's something right also. But sometimes you don't know what to make of things. So you have a mother who doesn't have a father. Her husband isn't any good. So she still wants something from a man. So she takes it from the kids, and she appeases them and loves them, because now she's going to take it from her own children, the male children, especially the male ones. Or she hates the male ones because of the experience with men. So there's no way for her to ever understand except with a person like myself. See, and so when children come into the world, a woman comes in and inherits the need of a real man, but there isn't any, or there's very few, potentially, not enough. As in this country, there's not enough real men. There are good people, good men, but not enough. There's more of them than is of good and decent people. More. You can see that there's more of craziness in this country. And we are a divided country. And we got, and it's every race and color and creed on both sides. And so we need to understand what men need to be to women. Love the hell out of her. And if you want to talk about that, I'll be happy to explain it, what it means to love the hell out. Put the fruit down. But what you've done is embolden her by looking for something from her that she needs from through you. All right. So let me just make a point here. This is not an easy thing to talk about. But if you'll let me just finish the subject matter here, I've written this down, and to put it into a little place, to let you know that no human being ever born was born a sinner. The child born to a woman is innocent, but remains subject to mother. If she doesn't have a husband, she will use the child to love the child, so the child will love her back, and so she feels fulfilled. In other words, she will take the place of Adam in the manner of speaking. She will look to her children and spoil them and love them in a way and give them everything. But in the giving them everything, she's playing God. And the child is dependent, becomes codependent on her love. And that love is poison. And when the child recognizes the poison, it may want to run away. And you hear women say, "My daughter doesn't want to speak to me anymore. What's this? I love my daughter." No, but you didn't. You're sucking the life out of her. That's what you're doing. You're sucking the life of your own daughter. But it's not love. Because it's an emptiness. And then the only other alternative is to get it out of your husband. Because the husband is more, is the breadwinner, for the most part. You don't really want to be a breadwinner. I mean, really, what you need is to have a husband that has an authority. Has a husband an authority from God, and understands what you need is to say, put the fur coat down, Eve. No, you can't have your way. No, kindness is kindness is kindness is kindness. And you're not looking for anything except to do the right thing in the right moment. Never mind what she thinks, but it's got to come through you. And she has to recognize it's coming through you to have a relief. Otherwise, there is no relief. Not for him, not for her, not for the country, not for the children. We got to find a way to help men to become men. Program number, if you want it, is 8974. 8974. I apologize for my my bad performance tonight, but I do hope it's coming across. And I don't like to use the word performance. I need it to come more smoothly through me. Thank you. So, but this is what the woman does. She unconsciously excites her children or turns them against the husband. So she owns them. And the children will be loyal to mother. And one of them will be see that's happening in it, and he runs away. If he feels the pull of mother's need for the child, especially the men, the man child. But the boy or the woman, the woman child, the female child and the male child can easily become subject to the mother's love. And it isn't really love at that point. It is wanting something to fill the emptiness that came from her parents. Every person born from women, every woman born is extension of paradise lost. There's an emptiness in the woman, and she needs it from something or someone. And drugs, it could be. And men, it is, but it doesn't work. And children, and all he does is cause her to appease him. And he has to give more of himself, and which is something unhealthy. A man loves a woman. Well, that love means, give me what I need. Give me the thrill. Give me the feelings of being a man. And that is what is nothing more. So now we go back again. Every person born of woman is not guilty of any sin. You can't say a baby born has sin. No, on the other hand, alternatively, every child, when it gets to be two or three, recognizes the craziness of the mother and the craziness of the father, both being wrong, both doing their best to please the children, or especially the woman, because she is much more suggestible or susceptible. The man is more capable of taking care of himself, and women, when they have children, is more difficult. So, but she needs some kind of love. She's only got so much energy. And where does she get the energy from? From the children. there's a codependence for the boy who wants to run away, or for the boy that can't resist mother's love and to be spoiled. And the more he's spoiled, the more dependent he becomes on her. And the more she depends on her, the more she feels worthwhile. He loves me. His need is translated into love. It isn't love, it's need. You're making the child need you more. That's not love. That's destroying a person for a sense of worthless worth. That you, when you were a little girl yourself, when I grow up, I'm going to be different. I'm going to be the best mother. I'm the best wife. And it's in her head. And if she doesn't get a good husband, she will take the children and love them in a way that makes them codependent. And one will run away. And one can run away. And she may chase that one and leave the other one. Or she'll just, one of them will remain and be stuck with a mother all the way to her death when she's 90. And you can't stop giving yourself to her. And as she dies from cancer, then you are a cancerous person yourself, because you've been feeding yourself to that person. And so she's been seducing you, so therefore you will die from the same sickness. The chances are yes. Or you want to blow your brains out. We need to understand our Bible. I did the very best I could. And this is the worst one I've ever done. But I do hope you get to understand the essence of what I'm trying to say. She unconsciously excites and upsets every man, cloning a loyal copy of herself inside, forever changing the order of authority. That is what she continues. The intuitive life force that once served God changed and was altered into animals, inheriting and confounding civilization. Confounding. And the confounding is come mostly from pleasure. She has to find, everybody has to find pleasure. If you can't find God, you have anxiety. When you have anxiety and you can't find God, you're looking for something that will make you feel better, and they will rise up. There is a way to overcome your problems. Go to my website. It's free of charge. One of these days, very soon, we're going to have a process where everybody on earth will be able to access this meditation technique that will cure just about everything, bring you back to the beginning. Ladies and gentlemen, juveniles and crocodiles, please support the program. I'm getting ready to make sure that my work is free of charge to everybody on earth. Those who can afford it naturally, graciously will support the program without asking. That it's got to come from the heart. And those who can't afford it then are able to get what they need, and it will work. Those who can afford it will keep it going. That's all. And those who are unconscious, not able to afford it, will get benefit